All right. Hello, everyone. We are talking about proper race pacing here and pacing to your PR and how exactly that works. So we got a bunch of stuff to get to. Let's first talk about exactly what it is that's going on for pacing your best race. And the first thing that I just want to get out on the table is, regardless of the distance that you are racing, whether it is a 1 mile race or a half marathon or an ultra marathon, the way to pace your best race is by running either an even or a negative split. So I'm going to explain exactly what that means if you don't know already. An even split, obviously, is if you were to just chop the race into two separate parts where you got a first half and a second half, they're equal. So you run the exact same pace in the first half as you do in the second half. That, for a lot of races, is not even ideal. What is really ideal for a lot of racers, and based on the course, and we'll talk about that in a second, is to actually run a negative split. And by a negative split, it just means that the first half is actually slower than the second half of the race. And this is counterintuitive to the way a lot of people run races. And I'm telling you, I see this all the time with people who race, where they go out there, they start out too fast, and then they come back and they say, well, I was just feeling so good at the start. You know, my legs had so much snap and I just couldn't hold the pace back, and people were running so fast. But the bottom line is, if you are doing what everyone else does out there on the race course, I'm really, really sorry to say, but you're probably doing it wrong. And the majority of the people out there are going out and are running too fast early on, which is why you see them walking later on in the race. It actually takes a mentally tougher athlete and a mentally stronger athlete to go out there and to hold back at the beginning and then to turn it on later in the race than it does to go out there and go kind of, you know, like you're running with the wind early on in the race, and then you slow down later on just because everyone feels good at the beginning of the race. You feel good because you're tapered and you're rested and you've got the adrenaline of the gun just going off and other people around you and the energy of the race, and there are always fans at the start. So you just have to be conscious of that. And if you go and if you use up all of that energy early on, you're not going to get it back later. And what I mean by this is, I don't do a lot of visualization stuff, but think about this just for a second. Think of a funnel, all right? Now, the best way that I can think about this, I'm sure a lot of people do it in cooking. I don't cook that much, but I would say if you were to take a funnel and let's say you're pouring oil into your engine, like you're putting, so you have a funnel and then you're pouring oil into that. I want you to just think of a funnel and the way that a funnel drains, where obviously it's very, very narrow at the bottom and then it gets wider as it gets towards the top. Okay, so what you need to think about is what's going on inside of your body during your race. Okay, and ultimately, if you ever heard the term lactic acid or anything like that, really, lactic acid is the oil that you're pouring into that funnel. Now, the ideal is that you're going to pour that oil at a constant speed, and it may start filling up in that funnel, but ultimately that point where it spills right over the top of the funnel or it spills over the edges of the funnel, which obviously you would never do if you're pouring oil in your car. But what you want to think of as a visualization is if you're pouring oil into that funnel, it doesn't come over the sides of the funnel or it doesn't seep over it until literally the point where you're crossing the finish line. Because then that means you're all used up and you can't go back from that. And when you start out too fast early on in a race, what happens is you start pouring that oil way too fast in that funnel, and you probably get some that pours over and spills over the edges of that funnel, and you can't go back from there. I'm just telling you, I could create a whole separate podcast on the kinesiological psychophysiology of why exactly that happens, but I don't think I need to. It is just the way that the human body works. When that spills over the side, you can't go back from that. Your only option later on in the race, because you've already got that junk, or what I usually just call poison, because that's what lactic acid is. When you've got that lactic acid in your muscles from that overexertion early on in the race, it just means that that's already sitting there. And then later on in the race, when you really need to call on the reserves and your body's getting tired, your mind is getting tired, things like that, it's just you can't perform the way that you want to perform later on in the race because you have that residual lactic acid that's built up from the beginning. So if you're someone that's listening to this, if you're a first timer and you've never really raced before and this is brand new to you, good. That is really good. So go out there and just pace your race like this and pay, you know, conscious attention to what I'm saying. If you're someone who has gone out and who has raced before and who has not performed their best, where they always seem to come in a few minutes short of the time that they're gunning for, you're going to have to perform an exercise in self-control, I'm telling you right now, by starting out slower than you would normally start. And you're just going to have to trust me on this. And when you pick it up in that second half of the race, and when you are flying by all those people who are plodding down the road and who are walking, you're going to feel so much better, and your time is going to be so much better at the end of the race because you had the wherewithal and the smarts and the knowledge that you needed to start out a little bit more slowly. So that's really, really an important thing. And the other thing, the last thing that I want to end this with is just as far as kind of your mental focus early on, in addition to, well, I guess two things, in addition to your pacing. One is, this is obviously only really applicable, I would say, you have to look at the race course as well. Like, people are going to be listening to this and doing a lot of different types of races and race courses and whatnot. I'm assuming it's apples to apples, where the first half of the race basically mirrors the second half as far as the difficulty. I mean, if the first half is really, really hard and, well, how should I say this? If the first half is really, really easy, and then the second half is really, really hard, then if you look at, you can't possibly run a negative split or maybe even an even split on a course that has a big discrepancy from second half to first half. But truthfully, I haven't seen too many courses that actually have this, so I wouldn't get too worried about it. What I'm saying is, really, for the most part, the first half kind of mirrors the second half. So this is your overall best pacing strategy. But obviously, if you want more detailed insight into exactly how you should pace it for every single race that's out there, I mean, with the endurance world these days, there are just so many different races that are out there right now, it's impossible to give race pacing strategies for every single one. That would be a separate thing that you can obviously look at Run M5 and you can contact me and we can go over a strategy for that. But that's just the first thing. Apples to apples, first half is the same as second half. So that's important to remember. And then other than that, what I would say is when you're going out and when you are starting a race, sometimes you can actually get hampered a little bit by thinking only about pace at the beginning of the race. And again, for some of those reasons that I mentioned before, where you've got the energy, the crowd at the start line, you've got the people around you, you've got the adrenaline from the race, you're tapered and you're fresh and you're ready. And sometimes you're just thinking about pace, pace, pace the whole time. Really, at the beginning of the race, what you should be thinking about is covering ground efficiently. That is what's going to help you the most, is to just think about what is the most efficient way that I can move my body. I know it sounds weird, move my body through space, okay, to basically use the least amount of resources or the least energy through, basically through that first part of the race, and really, really just focus on what is my body doing? Am I tense at all? Am I tense in my face? Am I tense in my shoulders? Am I tense in my hands? Am I tense in my forearms? Am I tense in my legs? Am I just tense kind of all over? And perform kind of those body scans and really just try to stay loose and just stay efficient in that first part of the race. And that's the first part of it. The second part of it, you know it's going to get hard. If you're going out there and if you're really racing where you are somewhat concerned with time, you want to perform to a certain capacity or capability, you know it's probably going to be pretty challenging or pretty tough in that second half of the race. And that is the time where you have to call on the emotional resources. And by emotional resources, I mean, what got you to do the race in the first place? If you say, well, a friend roped me into it, you know, I just signed up because of blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, that's one thing. But there's something else underneath that. So what is keeping you motivated? What is keeping you going? If you're someone else, let's say you signed up for a charity or you signed up because you wanted to qualify for a certain race, come back to whatever emotional factor got you to do the race in the first place. Really think about the big picture. Think about why you do it, and then always come back to that. Because at that point later in the race where everybody's tired, everyone's muscles are starting to go, everyone is getting fatigued, and assuming you've paced yourself properly where you've started out more slowly at the start and then gotten a little bit faster as the race has gone on, you're going to be passing those people. But again, you're only going to be passing those people if you have some of that mental toughness. And I think if you have that emotional connection that you can kind of come back to, that'll ultimately propel you when your body's fatigued and your body is really telling you, I want to slow down. So hopefully that cleared up any misconceptions on pacing. Hope you got something out of it. Obviously, there's a lot more, and I will talk to you later.